Hello there and welcome to this introduction to the audio-described performance of the touring production of Happy Days. The book for the show is by Gary Marshall, music and lyrics by Paul Williams. The show is based on the Paramount Pictures television series of the same name, created by Gary Marshall. The director and choreographer is Andrew Wright. Set and costume designer is Tom Rogers. Lighting designer is Philip Gladwell and the sound designer Ben Harrison. The production musical supervisor is Greg Arrowsmith, who's also musical director and leader of the Eight Strong Band. Creative consultant on the show is Henry Winkler, who created the role of the Fonz. The performance lasts around 2.5 hours, including one interval of 20 minutes. My name is Anne Hornsby, and I'll be providing the audio description at the theatre for Mind's Eye. We do need to advise you that this production makes use of stage haze, flashing lights, and that at times the music is very loud, so you may need to turn up the volume of the audio description in your headsets at the performance. Happy Days is set in 1959 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and much of the action takes place in the local diner known as Arnold's, owned and run by Arnold Del Vecchio. As we come into the theatre, the curtains are down. They open a little to reveal the first character we're going to meet, Richie Cunningham. Richie stands against a circular shape, filled with the wallpaper of his bedroom, on which there's a design of racing horses. A couple of posters of rock and roll stars and various soccer or baseball pennants are pinned to the wall. The circle is rimmed with red, and beyond, it's black. We realise it represents the central section of a record. Richie has a bright smile and a shock of blonde hair. His large dark eyes are close set and he has a slightly self-effacing manner. He wears a blue and white checked shirt over a white t-shirt with belted dark blue jeans and a bomber jacket of blue with white sleeves, a capital J on the chest and Jefferson High in white letters across the back. His soft-soled shoes are white and he carries a satchel. Richie is played by Scott Waugh. The scene then changes, whisking us into Arnold's in its full, neon, curvy glory. The set consists of a back and two side walls. Beyond the back wall is a large skyscape. As the show begins, the sky is deep blue with fluffy white clouds. High above the back wall of the diner is a pink neon arch with a sunburst design in silver below. Art Deco in feel with a Wurlitzer kind of design. The name Arnold's is picked out in chunky letters in orange light above the swing doors, which are in the centre at the back. The doors are red, each with a rectangular glazed panel with curved corners. The top part of the walls is bare brick, and the bottom two-thirds wooden panelling. All the walls are hung with pennants with the name of states such as Kentucky, Illinois, New York, Florida, Colorado, and California. The side walls open out slightly as they reach towards us, topped with neon strips of light. The walls have elongated orange borders which curve around the corners and taper to a point as they reach the floor. Towards the back, against the wall on the right, is a jukebox. There's a door in the centre of the wall to the right on which there's a sign reading Staff Only. To the right of this door is a large framed photo of Arthur the Fonz Fonsarelli. It's the size of a poster. He stands tall and cocky, his dark hair quiffed back, brown eyes looking out at the viewer, strong jaw tilted. Fonzie later arrives, wearing his trademark James Dean-style outfit, white T-shirt, black leather jacket, blue jeans and black boots. Fonzie is tall, broad-shouldered and the king of cool. He's in his early 20s, a little older than the other kids. The Fonz is played by Ben Freeman. Within the wall on the left is a red door to the outside and towards the back two brown doors. One says guys and the other dolls. The floor has a square pattern of orange and red. Within the diner are two pedestal tables with benches attached, upholstered in red leather or leatherette with shiny chrome borders. These booths can be moved around as needed. The diner is full of the young people from the town, and Richie's parents and sister are there too. The teenagers are dressed in 50s fashions, tight-fitting tops for the girls, which show off their pert breasts, calf-length dirndl-style full skirts worn over gauze petticoats, and bobby socks with plimsolls or low-heeled shoes, usually in blue or red. Most of the girls have long hair, worn in high ponytails tied with ribbons. The boys wear T-shirts and jeans or jumpers and slacks. One of the girls is Laurie Beth, who obviously likes Richie. Richie's younger sister, Joni, in her mid-teens, already a well-developed girl, wears her dark brown hair in plaits. Her cheeks are soft and dimple as she smiles. She has big, dark eyes. She wears a dark blue top which has a scoop neck, it's got short sleeves, and her red scarf knotted around her neck matches the red of her tartan skirt. Joni is just a little bit in love with Fonzie's cousin, Chachi. Joni is played by Emma Harold. Richie's mum, Marion Cunningham, has her light brown hair piled high. She has a patient and kindly manner and is matronly in appearance. She wears slingback heeled shoes or courts, pearls and pearl earrings with her dresses, which are always the same basic design but in different colours, sometimes patterned, sometimes checked, with short sleeves, buttoned bodice and full calf-length skirt. The first dress is blue and cream with a white collar. Marion is played by Cheryl Baker. Richie's dad, Howard Cunningham, is a tubby, bespectacled little man who sometimes seems to bear the weight of the world on his shoulders. He has dark hair brushed to one side and wears a sleeveless woolen jumper over white shirt with orangey-brown trousers and lace-up shoes. Howard is played by James Patterson. Arnold, the owner, is a tall man with grey hair, a fleshy face, and a generally easygoing manner. He comes through the staff-only door in a white kitchen worker hat with an A on the front, short-sleeved shirt and dull trousers with a white apron and black shoes. He wears a broad-strapped watch, and Arnold is played by Ray Gardner. The waitress at the diner wears a small white and red hat under which her hair is pinned up. Her white blouse is sleeveless and her red skirt very full. She wears a small checked apron and, like most of the other girls, her eyes light up whenever she sees the Fonz. Richie Cunningham is in a singing group with some of his pals known as the Dial Tones. These include Chachi Arcola, Ralph Malf and Potsy Webber. Chachi is lean, on the short side, but with big arm muscles, shown off in his red vest top. He has quiffed black hair and long-lashed jet-black eyes. He tends to stand with his thumbs hooked into the pockets of his dark jeans. He always has a red scarf tied around his thigh. Like many of the guys, he wears Converse boots. Chachi is younger than Fonzie, his cousin, and obviously looks up to him. He fancies Joni. Ralph likes to play the clown. Large and a little unwieldy, he has ginger hair. He first appears wearing a blue top and brown trousers, and the other member of the group is Potsy, tall with neat dark hair. He's almost always playing with a yo-yo. We move outside of Arnold's. The back wall is taken away, leaving just the square framework and the arch up above. A section of brick wall is opened out on the left, with the exterior red door to Arnold's under a lit-up sign with an A in it. On the left wall is an arrow pointing towards the door and the word EAT in lit-up letters. Underneath, another sign says, parking only when buying ice. Next, we find ourselves outside the Cunninghams' back door. A section of white clapperboard wall opens out on the right, meeting another section of wall at a right angle. There are yellow roses climbing up the wall. On the opened out section, there's an upper window with blue shutters and a flowery curtain. Attached to the wall is a sign saying the Fonz, with an arrow pointing upward to where Fonzie lives in an apartment above the Cunninghams' garage. 5 steps lead up to the door, which is also painted blue, and near the bottom of the steps is a bin, and there are a few boxes ready to be thrown away. Richie and Fonzie are dressed as before, although Richie has changed to a lighter checked shirt. Ralph wears a red jacket and a brown baseball cap. Chachi, a bomber jacket, like Richie's, with the Jefferson High on the back, and this is over a red jumper with his jeans. Potsy wears a denim jacket and an orange checked shirt. A little later, we meet the Leopards. This is a group of important men in the town, rather like a Masonic fellowship. The back wall fills with a leopard print wallpaper, and a large sign reads "The Leopard Lodge" in gold lettering. In front is a wide wooden counter, and lining the front of this are 6 shield-shaped plaques with various names engraved on the front. The 5 leopards, who include Howard and Arnold, are all middle-aged men in suits who wear fez-style leopard skin hats with tassels on the top. They all wear ties, 1 a bow tie, and 3 of them wear spectacles. The next time that we visit Arnold's, Pinky Tuscadero has put in an appearance, with her 2 friends in tow, the Pinkettes. Pinky has classic Marilyn Monroe-style looks, with shoulder-length blonde curls, fluttering eyelashes, and white teeth in a red lipsticked smile. She arrived wearing shades and a pink crash helmet. She wears a cap-sleeve pink blouse, tied under the bust, showing her slender midriff. With this are tight white shorts and pink heels. Pinky is played by Heidi Range. Her friends wear light-coloured hot pants with pink scarves, pink belts, bobby socks and pink canvas shoes. Arnold now wears a checked waistcoat and tie with his apron, looking smarter. The boys have striped T-shirts. Joni has a new dress, silver and blue satin, with a check design. Two rivals to the Fonz burst into the diner. They are the Malachis. Count Malachi is obviously in charge. Lean and very muscular, with bulging biceps, he's draped in a swirling black cloak. It has a skull and crossbones on the back and a red satin lining. He wears a black and white scarf, a black leather waistcoat, black leather studded armbands and fingerless gloves, a wide studded black belt, and tight black jeans with cowboy-heeled black boots. His black hair is greased back from an angular face, and he has tattoos on his forearm. His brother, Jumpy Malachi, so called because he's never still, always jumping about, wears a striped long-sleeve top and denim waistcoat with a red scarf, cut-off black shorts, red socks and blue canvas shoes. His black baseball cap has a J on it, perched on his wavy brown hair. He looks rather like an overgrown schoolboy. Count Malachi is played by Henry Davis and his brother by Sam Robinson. Fonzie works in a garage and we visit him here with Chachi. A section of wall opens up on the left. The back and side walls in grey brick. The back wall covered with photos of Fonzie's female conquests. On the wall on the left is a sign, auto repairing, and a grey metal shutter. There are boxes, big packing cases, with the logos of various mechanical suppliers, including Triumph. Overhead hangs a light with a metal shade. The Fonz wears a grey boiler suit as he works on a red motorbike. It could be a Triumph, and it's called Dolores. His black leather jacket hangs on a hook on the back wall, and Chachi wears a sleeveless black T-shirt with his jeans. Another place we go to in the first half is the Cunninghams' blue and yellow kitchen. The upper section of the walls are white clapperboard. The lower sections have wallpaper with a blue square pattern, and there are blue tiles around the sink, the cooker, and the yellow cupboards. The table is yellow with curved corners and chrome legs, and the matching chairs blue, also with chrome legs. A yellow shaded light hangs above and the phone is attached to the wall. To the right in the kitchen is a window with yellow curtains and the door, yellow again, leads off to the right. Richie now wears a striped orange T-shirt and his sister a blue top with pedal pusher jeans. Howard is in a maroon cardigan, all buttoned up, with his brown trousers and tie. Marion's dress is blue and orange stripes, worn with brown heeled courts. When Joni gets changed, she wears a calf-length red dress with white spots over a short-sleeved white blouse. At Arnold's for the dance contest, the girls all wear sleeveless calf-length dresses which flare and swish as they spin. The boys are in striped or patterned short-sleeved tops or shirts and cotton slacks. Pinky is dressed in her own way in a halter-neck pink-striped crop top with pink pedal pushers. She has a pink scarf around her hair and pink high heels. At the beginning of Act 2, the record appears again. This time, filling the centre of the record, is a view of the dial tones who are all sitting at one of the tables at Arnold's. The guys mainly wear striped T-shirts with jeans or cotton trousers. Joni arrives in a dress which has black, yellow and red circles and a red belt, and Pinky wears her black leather jacket with a black bow in her hair, a pink blouse, and black pedal pushers. Later on in our story, we go to an event in Franklin Park under the blue sky. Sections of stone wall with curved corners stand to either side, with a red banner reading Save Arnold's between them. Four white steps lead up to a small canopied platform to the right, where a microphone stands. Red, white and blue rosettes hang up above. Against the wall to the left is a tall, bushy tree. The girls and the women all wear summery frocks and frilly aprons with black ankle strap shoes, although Pinky stands out in pink and black halter neck crop top worn with her black pedal pushers. The dial tones are dressed alike in Bobby V style light coloured cardigans with red trim, red ties, and light beige cotton trousers. The final scene of the show unfolds at Jefferson High. A stage stands at the back, and attached to the blue curtains here is a big sign reading Jefferson High, Graduation Class of 59. Other locations and costumes will be described during the performance.